Kabul's bullets pierced the defenses of American allies. The chaos of the great escape at Kabul airport in Afghanistan and the bullets fired by the US military at the Afghans who had helped them once again shocked the world. From a Saigon arm fist to Kabul bullet, 46 years have been like yesterday. In Afghanistan yesterday, tens of thousands of Afghans opened the door and held the landing gear when the transport plane had not stopped, desperately starting to snatch the seas for their lives. Even if the US military set up machine guns and fired, it could not contain this chaotic situation. In order to open up a takeoff channel for the transport aircraft, the US military dispatched Apache helicopter gunships and drove them close to the heads of the Afghans at a very low altitude. In addition, there are also some videos released by foreign media in which a US C-17 transport plane dropped from the fuselage after taking off in Kabul. Afterwards, it was confirmed by the Afghan media that first released the video. The two unidentified objects are actually two Afghans. People are like ants. Life is like grass and mustard, and the world is indifferent to all things as a dog. History is always full of similarities. Saigon 46 years ago and Kabul today are surprisingly similar. The two major visuals of the US military, the distortion and ugliness of human nature, are more heartbreaking than once. Whether it is South Vietnamese in Saigon or the Afghans in Kabul today, these people huddled together in front of the passage of the US military's evacuation, just to find a way out. They are convinced that they have served the United States before, and the United States will never abandon them. But the reality is always skinny. From the Saigon fist to the police in Kabul, the United States used the force to completely shatter the last gleam of life these people had left. The United States had repeatedly shown its allies indiscretions and abandonment. This is the way the United States treats people who give them their lives. The Afghans who flee in a hurry are not as ironic as the American military dogs methodically boarding military planes